Alrighty, welcome back to the Future of NFT Podcast, the most efficient and realest podcast in the NFT world. I'm your host, Jared, and today we've got a good episode. This episode is going to be way different from any other episode because this one's going to be about, okay, Jared, I don't care, man. Like, I don't care about the utility. I don't care about the community. I don't care. I'm in here and I want to make some bread, baby. I want to make some money. So that's what today's episode is going to be about. And the idea was from my guy, Mateo. He actually just DM'd me and we were just shooting the shit a little bit. And he was like, hey, you should do a video or an episode about this. And I was like, okay, that's actually true. I haven't done one like specifically about that. So he said, yeah, like he said, I think people will really get lost in the right now and try to flip everything for quick gains, but don't understand that those flips could be bad in the long run, or don't know how to differentiate whether a project is one that isn't going to last long term compared to one that clearly will based on utility, community, etc. So that is exactly right. So that's what today's episode is going to be based off of. My guy Mateo, that was perfect idea. And I was like, yes, like, let me, you know, because I know there's people like that. People are just like, again, I want my bag. I don't care. Fuck you. Fuck the community. Fuck the utility. Fuck. No, I want some money. Right? Of course there's people like that, right? But on my other episodes, I understand NFTs like a different way. It's like a whole more general macro business. Like, right? I understand it differently. So, but I got to make an episode for these types of people, right? And it's not bad, right? You came into NFTs, you just want to make some money. I understand. So that's what today's episode is going to be about. And I'm going to try my best to try to put you on. But again, you already know. You should already know. Not financial advice. Do your own research every episode to the day I die. And that is with anything you listen to. You should always just do your own research. No matter, you shouldn't trust nobody 100% ever. But that's just my take. So let's just get straight into it. Alrighty, so just getting straight into it. So when I'm thinking about this, when I'm thinking about specifically, okay, I want to come in here to make some money, right? Me personally, I divide up the NFTs that I purchase into three different categories. The first category would be, I guess you could say, would be maybe something like a flip, like a quick flip. That's what I would consider it as, a quick flip. The second category I would say would be medium, you know, medium. Maybe it could be quick. It depends, right? But then the third category is a hold. It's just a hold for sure. And I'm going to create a fourth category just right now on the spot. A fourth category on the spot is just one that you're just never going to sell. Because that is definitely a category for a lot of people, believe it or not. So again, back to that first category. When we're looking at quick flips, we got to look at all these derivatives of like these animal projects and stuff like this. Like, I'm telling you right now, I'm not an NFT expert, but oh my goodness, I could just like, I don't know, because again, when I first came into the NFT space and I bought my first NFT, I got to be completely transparent. I thought it was going to fucking explode. Like, I just thought, I was like, oh, yep, got it. Project millionaire next. Like, that was like, honestly, like that was, I was like, yeah, like this is it. So it's called a Crypto G's. That was the project. And there's like seven owners, no fucking, and that's where you, again, that's where it's in the learning, where you buy your actual NFTs and you actually understand, like, you're like, oh shit, okay, that, this makes sense, right? And so, like, I do have NFTs for every category. I don't have one yet for one that I'm gonna hold forever, though, like one that I just love so much that I wouldn't sell no matter if they offered me $1 billion. Like, I don't have that NFT yet. So I don't know, that's something that I am looking at, but it's not like, I don't know. I'll come across it when I find it. And I'll also know. And that's another thing. When you're looking at NFTs, you'll know when one just catches your heart. Like, and that sounds so stupid. Like, I never thought that something would catch my heart like that, literally. Like, an NFT, like, what? Like, it, what? But there's been some that I'm just like, oh, wow. Like, I'd pay fucking, like, I don't know. I'd pay whatever for that. Like, and honestly, like, it is what it is. But okay, so when we're going into this first category of, okay, Jared, we just want to flip. Like, I don't care. Like, I personally would recommend buying, of course, just minting, right? Like, buying, when you're minting, you're basically buying the project at the lowest possible price. Unless, of course, that project just goes to shit, to nothing. Then it's like, okay, right? So again, the Crypto G's, this is why I want to bring up this example. I thought Crypto G's, it's like a, what is it? It's like different artists, basically. And I just thought, like, oh, yeah, in NFT format, like, once people come on and see these, like, different artists, like, they had Drake, Lil Wayne, Snoop Dogg. Like, I was like, oh, yeah, like, people are going to pick their favorite artists and they're going to go fuck berserk, right? But that's where you got to understand, oh, wait, who's behind the project? There's, like, you can't reach nobody. Like, so it's like, okay, so that was one of those, again, huge lesson learned. I bought this NFT thinking, like, oh, shit, yeah, this one's about to explode, but there's no Twitter connected to it. There's no, like, Instagram. There's no person behind it. Like, there's no, so that's, like, one of those things where that's just a project they threw up. There was no type of utility, there's nothing. It's just, hey, here's these NFTs. Like, this is just what it is. Like, there's no, so again, when we're thinking about short, like flipping and stuff like that, we definitely want to mint it. Like, we got to get it at mint, like, the lowest possible cost. And again, you can flip up. So, like, I got to be completely transparent. I haven't, like, made money like that. Like, I haven't. Could I have flipped something? For sure. But the NFTs that I currently have, I'm just not willing to make the quick. It's just not in, like, I don't know. Like, even if it's, like, 250 to, and then I flip it for 500, like, to me, that's just, like, it is worth. That's a good flip, right? That's a good little profit. But, like, I just think that in the medium, short to medium still term, I could make more, right? So it's like, it's just not worth. So to me, it's like just worth the hold. Like, I just, right? So that's just something to think about. And again, so on these projects that we just want to flip, we definitely just got to look at them, like, the community, of course, the utility. And again, even if you're not into all that stuff, this is just something that you got to look at, because then this will determine, like, hey, like, even if you think this one's a flip right now, if you hold on to it for just a little bit more, you never know what kind of traction this project could get. Like, you just really never know. That's why, so, again, when my guy Mateo messaged me that, I was just like, yeah, like, that's true. Like, that's very true. You could be thinking that you're flipping something and you're like, oh, shit, like, I just made me a quick little 500, 200, right? $1,000, which is, that's a great flip. That's a great, great flip. But then it's like, dude, if you would have held it on to, like, maybe 6 more months to a year, now the floor price is up 5x, right? 10x. You just don't know. That's the thing. And again, back to the creators being able to bring back value to their community, it's like, you just never know. Like, you just never know, right? So again, you might be thinking that you're making a quick little good flip, but if you would have held on to that NFT, now the floor price is 10 ETH, right? And you were just sitting there flipping it at 1 ETH or around 0.5 or something. You know what I'm saying? Something like that. But I think that's just definitely the way that you should categorize it. You should definitely have one, like, and if me, just me personally, because I'm not a millionaire, I don't got a bag, like, where I could just sit there and just piss off money on all these floor NFTs. Like, so again, you also got to think about, like, what you can spend, right? Like, do you just have money to blow off with that? But just as an overall, just for, like, people that listen, like, just the way I buy an NFT and the way I explain to all my family and friends, whoever, is every single NFT I buy and I've bought up until this point, I always think that they're going straight to zero. Like, every single time, like, every time I buy anything NFT, anything, I always think it's going straight to zero. So that should tell you that even if you're trying to flip something, even if you're trying to do a quick buck or quick, really look at it. Look at the art. Like, do you, even if you couldn't flip it, like, would you be okay with just still holding it and just having it in your wallet and just being a part of the community and utility? Or, so that's just something to think about. I don't know. Again, for my more mature NFT buying, it's different. Like, so, like, I know, like, so when I'm going to go for a hold on, like, a medium to long term, you can tell, because again, the utility, what is the utility, the community? Again, this is why, like, I can't stop talking about the Crypto Cannabis Club. Again, I'm sorry if you're tired of hearing about it. It's just like, I really truly believe that that's the project that's going to show you, like, yes, the utility, the like, it's everything. It has the complete, like, everything for a long term. Even if you wanted to get out medium, like, even if you wanted to sell at whenever their floor price rises to 10 ETH or whatever, right? Like, everybody knows, like, when they're going to sell in their head, or they know, like, what they want to cash out at. But I just think that, again, for the long term hold, there's just some of these projects that you could just tell, like, yep, the community and the utility is going to be around forever. Like, you could just tell, like, and even if the community and utility, like, you could just tell the person behind the project, basically the owner of the project, like the team behind the project, like you can just tell. Like you can just tell, like they're just actively working for the community. You can just tell. It doesn't mean that they're gonna be around forever, right? You can't be so, you can't be so certain about any of it, right? Like honestly, because like I truly believe, like I am so dead set on the Crypto Cannabis Club. Like I'm dead set. Like my mind's made up, but just because of the level of self-awareness that I believe I have, I truly believe that if the Crypto Cannabis Club burned down tomorrow, I would just be like, yep, like I you know, like it's one of those things. Like I was so like certain, like no, they were gonna be so good, and you know, but they burned down to the ground and it's nothing now. So it's like, well, now I just got these pictures. Like, do I like them? Are they even cool? Like, you know. So it's really just one of those things, and I don't know. It's something you just gotta. There's just a lot of arbitrage going on for sure. And again, you can make these quick flips, but I think it is just something it's better for your time if, again, you look at these projects more in depth and then realize like, okay, wait, I can actually just hold this for a bigger bag in the end. I don't got to keep maybe even flipping these things and maybe even losing money, right? Because of course that happens. I try to flip something, yeah, I lost money. Like, you know, like it happens, like it just happens. So I don't know, just again, do your own research, of course, on all of this. But the flipping going on is crazy. But people are doing it. Like people are doing it. Like you could do it. Like again, it's just like you just gotta know on the back of the dome, like, hey, this could go to complete shit, right? Like that's just one of the things that we just gotta know. Like this could go to garbage and I could just fall to nothing, right? So it's just another level of, again, awareness, like, yeah, about the whole space in general. But yeah, that's what this episode is about. I hope that helped. I'm, again, not too much into the flipping short term, right? Like I said, like I could flip some of my NFTs right now for a little short. I'm just a whole, more like a whole type of guy, me personally. So, but I do know, of course, I know people that I'm just like, damn, dude, that he just hit a quick flip. Like, that's sick, right? Like, and again, you want to learn some things? Like, I'm telling you, go to Twitter. Like, you will learn the most on Twitter. Like, there are smart people on there, smart CMOs, CEOs of these new Web3 companies just talking about just new innovation, like new, just everything. It's just good, man. So I'm just saying, like, try to learn through there. Again, keep buying courses on blockchain. Keep trying to see it. This is definitely a long-term thing. We're still all so early. It's still all so early. The whole thing, the whole space, like it's early. It's just so early. So that to me is exciting. But I don't know. That's just what's going on. It's what I see from my perspective. So I just want to come in here and lay out my perspective. That's what I always want to do. So that's it. I hope you enjoy this episode. I hope some of my flippers are like, okay, like, you know, like, let's see if he's right. Let's try to, you know, look at this a little bit from a different angle. But yeah, that's what this episode is going to be about. Flipping some money. Should we hold for a bigger bag? Might be the smarter thing. And again, Ethereum, like, oh my goodness. Like, right now is a time for just me, again, me personally, when Ethereum is this low, I'm like, all right, I'm buying NFTs. I'm buying, like, I'm trying to buy. Like, everyone else shit in their pants, like, fuck. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, everyone's like, fuck Ethereum. No. To me, again, buy. That's just me. Like, it's time to buy. Because, again, I just believe in Ethereum for the long term. And so this is just kind of like a discount on NFTs and stuff like that. But, yep. If you want to reach me on Twitter, my handle is TheJarrod, TheJarrod. If you want to reach me on Instagram, it's @futureofNFT. And if you want to leave me a voice message, you could leave me a voice message down below. It'll say, I believe it says just like Future of NFT voice message. Like it's like a little link. You can just go on there and send me a voice message. Again, if you're DMing me, you're saying anything, you can say what's up. You can ask me a question. I shoot the shit with everybody. I reply to everybody. I always say what's up. Like to me, it's fun. I love these conversations. And yeah, so that's basically this episode. And I will see you on the next one. Peace.